Today we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are covering the four core beliefs of the church. We've already covered salvation. We talked about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we talk about Holy Spirit baptism. And I do not know why, except for at the same time, I do know why. Sometimes the Holy Spirit baptism, when anybody talks about that, the speaking in tongues and the gift of the Spirit, it freaks them out. You know why? Because it's supernatural. It really is something God does supernaturally in a natural person. It's something extraordinary that we're ready for the ordinary. And when God ramps it up a little bit, we get a little uncomfortable. We understand that. You know, see, in the physical part of our life, in our flesh, if you will, that doesn't happen normal. That's not what we do every day. That's not how you do transactions at the bank. That's not how you check out at Quick Trip or Reese's or somewhere else. It's not how you go to work. But it is what God does in you. It's a work He does in you that stays with you regardless of where you go. Where you work, where you play, where you, everything. I love what Daryl said. You could tell, you know, he could be a 31-year-old executive down here that works in the 14th floor of One Oak. He could be a college teenager. He could be a college student. He could be a little kid. He could be an old person. It doesn't matter that he's, you know, that country guy, because that's what he is. You see the sleeves rolled up? I thought that was really cool. The red plaid church, Brother John really appreciated the plaid. You know, and it's just amazing. And here is this guy, and he's got this story. And his story is, God came in and did an incredible thing in my life. He saved me, but then after that, He filled me with the Holy Spirit, and I'm just not different. I like what he said, because I agree with it. I don't want to listen to the latest country tune. But that's not because it's my style. It's because of what the Holy Spirit did in him. And you know, when we get into church sometimes, we think that it's something reserved for church, but it's something that goes with us. The Holy Spirit goes with us. The Holy Spirit baptism is for every believer. I'm not here today to take you down the road of Scripture and to tell you exactly what's going on and exactly how that goes. As a matter of fact, I invite you to come back tonight. I am going to teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about why tongues is important. We're going to give some education, if you will. We're going to go down the path of Scripture. If you've ever wondered and you're a little skeptical because you don't really understand, tonight we'll give you great understanding. But I just want to share some things with you today that all of us either need to be reminded of or we need to know for the first time, okay? The baptism of the Holy Spirit isn't something that God did for just an elite group of people. It is for everybody. In Scripture, it says this is for every single believer. But here's the first thing I want you to know about it. It gives you the power to live the life that you want to live in Christ. I'm talking about power. Now, if you want to get technical, that word in Greek is dunamis, which is where the word we also get dynamite from. You know, Daryl's story is about the power that God had in him and gave him, and that's just testimony. Listen, if he hung around people that were out there doing the bar thing and driving their trucks off the road, I mean, I just see him as a pretty rugged guy. Somebody I really probably don't want to cross. I don't want to get him upset because he's probably that kind of guy that doesn't put up with that. Probably doesn't have a whole lot of nonsense in his life, and his way is his way. And if you don't fit into it, I mean, I just kind of get that picture. I don't know. I've never met Daryl. All I've seen is his testimony. But now you see a whole different person. So if you do a 180-degree turn in your life, you're going to need something to help you stay on course. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to do that for you. It did it for me, and it's done it for a lot of you. You were headed one direction, Christ got your attention, saved you, and then turned you around, and He gave you the power through the baptism of the Holy Spirit to avoid an awful lot of roadblocks and a whole lot of detours that were waiting for you. Let me tell you what, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit and you get saved by God, Satan doesn't go, oh, well, we lost that one. Are you kidding me? He may have lost the battle for your soul, but he will try and win until you die the battle for your testimony and your lifestyle. He will try to make you fail. You know what he wants me to do? As a pastor, he wants me to get a divorce. He wants me to embezzle money from this church. He wants me to get caught drunk. He wants a whole lot of things for me. I'm going to heaven, but he sure wants to interrupt what's going on. And the only reason I can do that is not because I'm Pastor Dave or because I have any education but greater than anybody else or because I'm a preacher, any of that stuff. You know what? We are all on the same level. We're all on the same playing field right now in the context of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the only reason I'll make it, and the only reason you'll make it, is that God gives us power to live the life that He wants us to live. Did you hear what I said? That He wants us to live. Most of us want to get saved so we won't go to hell, but we want to live the life we want to live. And God says, I'll give you power to live life. I got this really cool key. It is not, they handed me this with my card. I go, that's a key? Where's the key? I want something that jangles and makes, you know, I have to loop that thing. And he said, no, this is your key. I said, Pastor Dave, when you go to the car, if you put your hand on the door and you have this in your pocket, that door will unlock. I'm going, that is sweet. I mean, it was just really cool. And here's the thing that it's really cool about it. Right here, I can push this button twice, and it locks the car. And then there's this little bitty button on the end of it. If I push it twice, it starts my car. I'm not even out there. How cool is that? Now, here's the cool thing about it. It was about 2 months ago. I was at a Century Leadership meeting, and this guy was from Minnesota. He was talking, and he started talking about his car key like that. He said, I bought a truck when I got up there. I went through 3 winters up there in Minnesota with that truck. I traded it in, and they gave it up. And the guy, the salesman, he said, now listen, you know all about the features of your key there. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. He says, you know how it'll start remotely? He said, what? He said, yeah, you know, you just do this, and you do that, and it starts. Are you serious? He said, let me see it. He walks over there, and he started it. He goes, you still have the keys to my car that I just traded in the truck? He goes, yeah. And he took over and did it to his truck. He goes, I went through 3 Minnesota winters and had no idea I had that. Let me tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit, most people have that in their access, but they've never used it because they've never gotten it and never wanted to go down that path. I hope today somehow I can make you want to do that because there's a powerful world that, I mean, God doesn't do that, you know, like you don't beep when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it's pretty cool. There's this thing inside of you that cranks up that you didn't even know it was there. The second thing is this, he gives you the boldness to speak. Some of you, you know, you want to say things to other people about Jesus, but let me tell you something from a personal perspective. I want to have boldness to speak not just to others about Christ. I want to have boldness to speak to the things that are coming against me. I want to be bold enough to say, listen, sexual temptation, I'm not going to go down that road. You know what? This little ad that sent me off to somewhere else on the internet, I'm not going there. Now, I may not say it out loud, but I want to have the boldness to be the person that God wants me to be. I got the power. Now, I need boldness. And some of you so desperately, not only do you want to walk the walk, you want to say no to some things and yes to other things, and they're all right and everything else, and you want to make sure that your friends know Jesus, but you're a little intimidated sometimes, maybe a little uncomfortable, God will give you that boldness. It's really cool in the Bible, in Acts, the 2nd chapter, Peter and all the other disciples, they are hiding out. They are up in this upper room. They're hanging out, not knowing what to do. The baptism of the Holy Spirit hit them. The Holy Spirit fell on them. Next thing you know, they're out there, and they are telling everybody. They're not hung out in the upper room in a closet hiding, going, oh, Lord, what are we going to do now? They're out on the street, and they're sharing what they got with other people. Daryl? Now, I don't know how he's like in real life. I don't, you know, we just saw him, and you all know good well that they said, will you please come in and give your testimony? That's really, really cool. You know, David Morris is here today. He had told us this story about his cancer and everything, and he told it right over there in that Sunday school classroom. And it's really cool there when he's giving this testimony. You know what he said? He goes, I really don't want to be up here. He's really, you know, I'm a Hyde kind of guy, you know, and matter of fact, he's pretty mad that I'm even talking about him right now. But I don't care because I'm older than him. I'm trying to find out a good reason that I could get out of this at this moment, to be honest with you. But the cool thing is this. He go over and he told that because everything that happened to him, Jesus took him through it, and Jesus gave him the power to do it, and Jesus gave him the strength and the courage, and today he is cancer-free, and he's got a testimony, and it's not because he was just laying around going, Jesus, I hope I make it. There is some boldness in there, and he started talking about it. You want to just share certain things in your life. You want to speak to certain things. You want to tell people about Jesus. Well, God will give you the boldness, but it's only through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A lot of us want to just wear the sign, I'm a Christian, but we don't want to go beyond that and find out what's on the other side of that sign. On the other side of the sign is this incredibly powerful, bold, spiritual world that we need to go to. The next thing is this, he gives you greater purpose. You wonder why you're here on life? I'm telling you what, being baptized in the Holy Spirit will give you direction like nothing else. It will tell you where you want to go. It will give you a sense of urgency in your life to do something and to be something. It will draw you to this holy book. It will make you hungry for this thing. You will want to start devouring. Did you hear what Daryl said? He said, we don't know what he got, but we started talking about it. He started studying, found out he got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, talking about his brother. Now that was on a Tuesday night. Guess who got it on Friday night? Daryl did. How cool is that? There's a greater purpose in your life. Listen, out of all of these millions, no, that's billions. What is it, 7 billion on the earth right now? And what about all the ones that have died and gone before? You put me in the mix of all of those, and I am just this nothing, if you want to look at it that way. But the problem is God doesn't look it that way. God says, I have put you here for a specific purpose. I have not put you here so you can just muddle through life, so that you can have an existence and a name and pay your bills and be a good person. I have put you here so that you would have a purpose. Now, I don't know what that purpose is. I don't know if you're ever going to be on TV. I don't know if you're ever going to be on the newspaper. Well, it may just be that some of you moms, you need to baptize the Holy Spirit so you can make a difference in your kid's life. And what greater purpose could that be? Some of you in your work, your greatest purpose is being there in the right place at the right time when somebody needs you to come along and not just be a businessman or not just have the answer to their question, but to be somebody who could speak into their life. You have purpose. And God says, I want to unveil that for you. You know, we have these kids, some of them are going to leave for college here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be a little freaked out because of all of that happens, but you know what? They're going to find a greater purpose. It's going to be on a different campus, and God's going to plant them there for a whole reason. So, Pastor Dave, how do I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, let me just share a couple of things with you, and this is not real structural, but these are things that are important. First of all, you got to be hungry for it. You got to be hungry for it. You got to want it. You know, a lot of people hear about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they never go after it. You know why? Because they've decided, I'm just not really that desirous of that. I really don't want it that bad. I'm not that eager or that hungry, because you know what? I'm a Christian, so I got that off my checklist. And man, you just got to be hungry for it. Listen, I know what hunger is. I don't know what starvation is. I don't think anybody in here probably has ever come close to starving. Now, you may have been so sick that your body really went through a lot of stuff and whatever, but I'm talking about just doing without food because you want to. It is absolutely ridiculous for us as individuals to starve ourselves when we have the option to eat, and I'm talking about properly. It is ridiculous as Christians if we have this access to the Holy Spirit, but we won't take it because we have denied ourselves to hunger after it. You know, I'll tell you what, we know what it is to be physically hungry. Spiritually, there's something inside of you, and you know it. Deep down inside, there's something that says, I want more. And it's not because you're selfish. It's simply because there's something in there that says, God has something more for me. And if you could just get hungry enough to go there, you'll start looking. I'll tell you what, every day about noon, we go, okay, 11:30, and we have this big debate about where we're going to eat. And we got rid of Miss Jana, so that helps a lot, because she can't make up her mind. And so we're doing better, but still we'll have that little debate. Let me tell you what, today if you're hungry for God to do something really incredible in your life, you don't have to go looking for anywhere other than the Holy Word that says, I will give you power, and I want to just baptize you in the Holy Spirit. It's a powerful, powerful thing. How do I do that, Pastor? Well, here's what you do. And let me just give you this illustration. You yield to the Holy Spirit. If any of you come up to a yield sign, you know what that means? That means that there's traffic coming here, and you have to stop and yield to their movement. What most of us want to do with the Holy Spirit is we want to merge. In other words, we just want to kind of work our way in there and say, okay, Holy Spirit, you want to be with me? Go ahead, but I've got my lane, you got your lane, and here we go. No, yielding means that I totally give a person, I mean that traffic, all the permission. You're dominant, you got it all, and when it's appropriate, I will fall in behind you. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants today. So listen, just yield your life to me. Most of us, our biggest struggle will be, but I just want to hold on to this, or I want to hold on to that. I heard this several times while I was at Troy State University. You know, I guess I haven't, you know, yielded my wild oats. All these people saying, I just have a little bit more life that I want to live before I give my heart to God. Well, some of those people had some horrible things happen to them because they didn't at that point. Well, same thing with a Christian. Your life will be minimized. I'm serious. Your life will just, you know, the problem is when you hear about the Holy Spirit and you don't yield to Him and you don't want them to have it, then you're going to find yourself on a plane that's just kind of monotonous. You're going to find these struggles because you could have more and you don't. Now, that's not a threat. I'm just telling you. I've seen it. I saw people that got baptized in the Holy Spirit, made me so mad. Good friends of ours, we were all together. We used to pray all over everything. And then one night, they went over to Denny Duron's house, and I couldn't go. And they get over there, and they get all baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they come back, and I'm sorry. I was angry. I missed it. They're all giddy, and they're all talking like Daryl, and I'm going, why did I get to go? So there's a good friend of mine named Rick Berlin. I went to him. I said, Rick, I said, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. My friends went and got baptized in the Holy Spirit, didn't even invite me. You know, so I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Rick was worse than Daryl. We thought he had a clothes hanger stuck in his mouth. He's always smiling. I'm serious. I'd see him on the highway, see him on the road, pass him, and he's just like that. And listen, he wasn't some weird guy. This guy was a national black belt guy, just like Johnson. You know, he was this stud, dude. You know what I mean? He was an athlete. We admired him. And he just bubbled over Jesus. I said, Rick, I want to baptize the Holy Spirit. So he said, hey, well, let's pray right now. We started praying. And then we prayed and prayed and prayed. Nothing happened, you know. And listen, I got to tell you, I wanted it, but I didn't know what to do. I was just jealous of the other guys. You see, I wasn't hungry for it. I wanted to catch up with them. My attitude was, I want what they have so that I can be with them and be equal with them. So you know what? I didn't yield or hunger. I just wanted it. So that night I prayed, and Rick said, well, Dave, why don't you raise your hands? I said, okay. I felt like a lamp over here, you know, all this other stuff, and nothing happened. He told me this. He said, Dave, he said, every day you pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You keep praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I went home that night, and it was the coolest thing in the world. I had prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't receive the speaking with tongues, but my life changed immediately. I loved people I didn't even like. I was not even tempted by a lot of, I'm just going, whoa, something has happened here. And every day I said, God, please, just fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then about 2 weeks later, I go back over to Rick's house one night, and there's a guy just like me asking to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So Rick says, hey, Dave, said, help us pray here. And I said, okay. So I start praying for him. Next thing you know, I get baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was so cool. I mean, I'm just reliving the moment. It was wonderful. You know why I got it? Point number three. It's because I asked. I asked. I don't know what you need today. If I can provide it, I've got it. You're not getting it unless you ask. God has some powerful things held in reserve for you, for all of us. He wants to fill your boldness you've never, ever dreamed of. He wants to give you a purpose you've never even imagined, but it all comes through asking for him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. I want the musicians to come, and while they're coming, everybody that would like to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'd like you to just come up front. We're going to pray for you today. There's some of you need to come up because you haven't prayed in tongues in such a long time. You need to revise that in your life. You need to renew that in your life. There's some of you, it was just several weeks ago when Gary Sapp was here. We had a powerful move where a lot of you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you've been struggling with that a little bit, and you need to come to this altar today, and you need to revise that, and you need to start asking the Lord, fill me all over again, oh God. Now, you can sit on your lumps, if you will, and you can lay back all you want. This is the old-fashioned Assembly of God invitation thing. I'm not going to pressure anybody. We're not going to slap you on the head, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to invite you to this altar, and if you don't move, that's your choice. But if you know God is saying, you know what, I don't care if you've been baptized before or not, I want you in that altar because I have a blessing for you, you better move and you better come to this altar. So right now, whoever you are, if you haven't been baptized with the Holy Spirit, you get my attention, we'll pray for you. But you come forward right now. I need some of the men to be ready to come and pray for these today because this is what we're going to do. We are praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Our goal is so that God will give us greater purpose. Our goal is so that God will give us boldness to speak. Our goal will be that He is going to do something dynamic in our life that only God can do. You as a congregation have a job to do. You have a job to do. You need to pray for everyone that comes. And if you need to be up here, what are you waiting on? Come right now, join us in prayer. As some of you students, the last time you prayed in tongues, last time you spoke was that back there where Gary Sapp was here, then you get up here and you ask God, refill me all over again. Do it again, oh Lord. Pray for it again, oh Lord, and help me to do it. Because God, I want to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know that some of you, you've been around this all your life. You know, and this, sometimes this invitation is tougher than salvation. Because you're not exactly sure what to do. Quit worrying about what to do. Just respond to what the Holy Spirit's asking you to do. Just listen to what He says. But to cause yourself to be hungry, you need to come right now and just ask the Lord to bless you. I'm going to begin praying for some of these people. And those of you who feel led, you need to just come down. You need to come and make this altar one of the most significant altars we've had in the year of 2014. This is a day that changes people's lives. Their course of action totally changes because the Holy Spirit begins to do something in their life. Because you begin to see the hunger, you begin to see the people who want it. Just yielding to who He is. Just asking Him to come in and baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Because you're eagerly wanting the same things that I have talked about. That purpose in life, that reality, that God, that gift that is yours, it's free. You gave me a new life of salvation, and today I want a new direction, I want a new purpose, I want the anointing of God on my life. Worship team, if you guys just sing, we're going to pray for these people right now.